Insights by Fred Lux, sustainability researcher and author. At the Limits of Growth, The End of Normality. About uncomfortable decisions in complicated times. 2022 is marked by crisis and war. Supposed turning point is probably the word of the year. Things we take for granted are disappearing into thin air, and it is becoming increasingly clear that our model of prosperity is on the brink of collapse. Feet and needs to be thoroughly rebuilt. 50 years after the famous book, The Limits to Growth, a study on the future of mankind is becoming increasingly clear. Keep it up is not a viable option. The necessary transformation towards sustainability essentially affects the supply of energy, heat waves, and extreme weather show how a change of course is urgently needed here. One of the central tasks in this sense is saying goodbye to the fossil age and switching to renewable ones. Energy sources. In view of the climate disaster, there is no alternative to a transformation of the energy system. Of course, the drama of global warming must not lead to other questions relevant to the future being forgotten in the search for new models of prosperity. This applies in particular to two issues. Firstly, biodiversity. It is becoming increasingly clear that the extinction of species is a problem of a similar existential dimension as global warming, and that both crises are closely related. Second, beauty. In a world of corona, climate crisis, and war, that sounds like a luxury problem, but it is not. The aesthetic consequences of the energy transition must be taken much more seriously when it comes to sustainability. Therefore, the visual and acoustic consequences of wind turbines must be taken into account. Be considered when planning the energy transition. Climate policy, nature conservation, and quality of life are therefore in a complicated relationship, where water and wind power come at the expense of nature and land. Going to work, uncomfortable decisions have to be made. And the acknowledgement of the fact that renewable energies and energy efficiency are very important, but not enough, means future viability. Also very important to reduce consumption. Even when using wind power in mountain areas, it is important to question what is taken for granted. The deliberation processes that are pending here should not be based on the belief in eternal growth through technical solutions, but should be based on an awareness that we have to question the normality of our way of doing business. When, if not now?